All right, so welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This review is going to be for a Netflix movie called Polar. It's written by Jonas Åkerlund. The writers are Jason Rothwell, and it's also based on a comic book, a Dark Horse graphic novel called Polar, Came from the Cold. And it stars Mads Mikkelsen, Vanessa Hudgens, and Catherine Winnick. And the synopsis is, the world's top assassin, Duncan Vizsla, is settling into retirement when his former employer marks him as a liability to the firm. Against his will, he finds himself back in the game, going head-to-head with an army of young killers. What happens with this? This is a assassin hitman movie, but Mads Mikkelsen's character, he's one of the best, but he's getting older. So what happens is that in the company that he works for, people have to retire at 50. So you have this very shrewd owner or new owner of the company who is trying to reduce cost. So they have to pay the people that are retiring pensions and 401k, stuff like that. So instead of paying all that stuff out, they decide to kill off those people so they can claim the money. The company attempts to double cross Mads Mikkelsen's character. He finds out about it. And then there's a couple of different twists. But James, what did you think of Polar?
Without me putting my personal bias into this, I thought the movie wasn't that good.
James' personal bias is that he wrote a story that was very close to this.
Very similar. Exact same damn thing, just about. This was a little bit too campy for me. I was unaware that this movie was based on a comic book, so that explains the campiness of it. And I knew when I first saw Johnny Knoxville, this movie was going to take a bad turn.
Yeah, so Johnny Knoxville shows up in the first scene, and he's partying hard. He's snorting coke and all this other stuff.
And I think he was retiring as well.
Yeah, he may have worked for the company, and they killed him first. So in the first scene, they try to establish this is what happens. But go ahead, James.
The story is so flawed. So you think about it like this. You work for this character or this person that you go out and you do a hit. You basically kill the older assassins, so you won't have to pay them. So if you try to leave, they're going to kill your ass too. So why work for them? Am I understanding that correctly?
Well, the guy that looks like Elton John. And
yeah.
That he's trying to save the company by reducing costs, which is a normal thing that happens. So instead of firing people, he decides to allow people to go into retirement gracefully, but then take that grace from them. So he's trying to kill them off at that point.
Right. This movie could have been a lot better if it was serious. It just seemed a little bit too campy. Even the hitmen, or, you know, let's just call them assassins. They were campy as hell. They get
name title cards like, I'm me. Yeah. If this was Suicide Squad.
Hilga. You know, every time it was like a dramatic entrance, it kind of reminded me, you know, when I think about Suicide Squad, the first opening sequence, when they basically introduced all the characters on the team, that's how this was.
You have someone that acts like Harley Quinn.
Right.
The whole movie.
That was one person. And one person was like, kind of like the leader. The movie wasn't good to me at all. This excludes my personal bias on it, but it was a hard watch. I couldn't really fully enjoy it because it was just a little bit too campy. I didn't quite understand the camp behind it. You know, camp isn't bad, but it's bad when it's not needed. Like, and here, it's not needed. It had a pretty decent story, pretty good premise, but it's just like they just wanted to go campy just because it was a comic book. And I guess the comic book is campy itself, so they want to keep true to the nature of the comic book, but it just didn't work for me. It did not work.
Mentioned before that this just kind of reminded me of a bad Guy Ritchie movie, and then also Smoking Aces.
Yep.
With a little bit of John Wick.
And a little bit of Kill Bill.
Yep. And Suicide Squad. And
right.
Then you have this movie. So from the standpoint that if this was serious, it would have been a much better movie. But then you also have the standard movie tropes where you have assassin and getting into Leon the Professional, that all of a sudden you have this younger character that some crossroads in the life. So you have this one character for Mads Mikkelsen who is just very sad, lives across the lake from him, and she's just having a hard time in life. Again, you have that standard trope, but then wrapped in this whole wacky, slightly video gamey movie. So it goes from Mads Mikkelsen's character. He's straightforward. I guess it's 4 to 5 people off the wall, wacky group of assassins hired to kill him. What kind of movie are you trying to do? Again, if it had to have been one or the other, it would have been fine, but it join both at the same time. It's not very good.
Right. It was contradictory just in its tone. It came off kind of serious at some points because, like you said, Mads Mikkelsen's character was to the point. He was very straightforward.
Yeah. So I mean, John Wick does that. But
right.
John Wick exists in a world where...
based on realism.
It's not this super wacky... over the topness. And it, I would say maybe it does exist in John Wick. It's grounded. Right. He had the Russians in John Wick 1, which at some point was a little wacky.
Yeah, but you know what? It was still wacky, but it was based in reality wacky. It wasn't too outlandish.
Yeah.
These people were characters of their own.
Pretty much.
And that was the downfall of the movie because you have a character that's kind of like straight and narrow, and you see the whole crew that comes around, how they fit into this world that's being created here. And like I said, I did not know this was based on a comic. So
maybe they're just trying to stay true to it, or Netflix feels as if they can just buy up comic properties or graphic novel properties to compensate for the fact that they don't have Marvel
anymore.
Yeah, but this wasn't the movie to do it. I don't want to see a sequel.
Exactly. Could have been a lot better if it took itself seriously because it's based on a comic. And like we were just saying, maybe that was the world in the comic, so they try to keep it true to form, but I don't know. Like, so you could still have campy, but this to me was not done properly. It just wasn't. When I watched it again, hell no. The best part of this movie was probably Mads Mikkelsen, and everything else was very subpar.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I like Mads Mikkelsen. I think he's a good actor, and this shows some type of range that he could be an assassin in the movie because he had that demeanor. He had that poise, that personality. Well, he played the personality of a very good assassin, but in this, it didn't work out to me. It did not work out because of the supporting cast. And then he made them look like amateurs. I mean, he took them out like they weren't shit. I mean, I thought it was going to be somewhat of a battle. I mean, he took them out first time he encountered them like they were nothing.
Well, I would say maybe some of the wackiness also reminded me of Kingsman.
But Kingsman, you know what? Kingsman is campy as shit too, but that was done well. That was done well. This is not done well at all.
Yeah.
Like, well, I actually fell asleep on this movie. And
yeah, it took me two halves to finish it.
Yeah. I had to actually go back and just kind of reanalyze it. And then once I did, I was just like, I understood why I fell asleep. Because it was not good at all. And I was kind of upset because trailer sold it pretty well, in my opinion. You look at the trailer, you're like, oh man, this looks pretty interesting. You know, my wife and I, she saw the trailer. And she was like, let's watch it. And if she says, let's watch it, and it impresses her, I must watch it because she's hard to impress. You think I'm bad? Shit. She's worse than me. She watched it all the way through the first time around. It was to the point that it was so predictable to me because I basically wrote, I ain't going to say that story, but I wrote something very similar. I kind of called the shit out. And that's one thing that kind of blew me about this.
All right. So, James, what score would you give Polar?
Okay. I'm going to give it two scores. My bias score, because I wrote something very similar, I give it a one. Fuck that movie. Without that, I would give it a three.
All right, so I'm also going to give this a three, mainly just because two different movies going on, the one that Mads Mikkelsen is in, and then this over-the-top, campy, wacky, zany movie that involves other characters that, if they did not exist or if they played a little bit more straight, borderline-style characters, that this movie would have been a lot better. So,
you know what? It would have been better if it was just one instead of a team.
Yeah.
Remember that movie with Sylvester Stallone and Antonio Banderas? What was it called? Assassins? If it had something like that, like it was like a chess match between two assassins.
Spy versus spy.
Yeah, that would have been better. But this was just...
Oh, wasn't Antonio Banderas in X versus Server?
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Matter of fact, hold on. What do you think was better, this or X versus Server?
This.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was kind of bad.
All right, but that's the Beastgate podcast. Don't see this, but good for trying, Netflix.
Yeah. I appreciate your effort, but you fell short.